Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, as well as Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide. Again, welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And we are now on episode number 33. In season number 2. And today's topic is blogging benefits for businesses. And I'm going to give you a few reasons why, if you have not added a blog to your marketing toolkit, as to why you should. Number one, a blog increases traffic to your site. That's right. In order to increase traffic to your site, you will need to post consistently with content that not only includes educational information, but it should also have some entertainment value, because that will increase your website's traffic. Companies who do so see significant benefits when they blog consistently when compared to companies that don't blog at all or blog infrequently. And that increased website traffic is good for any kind of business, especially when visitors discover that your content solves a problem. You remember those pain points that we need to worry about. When you create content that speaks to your target audience pain points, and you make sure that those headlines accurately describe the content that follows, it will increase the traffic to your site. Number two, it also attracts new customers. And it doesn't matter whether people are shopping for car parts or home decor. Businesses with consistent and frequent blogging will attract the most attention. And the more attention it attracts, turns into more clients and customers. Now let's think about this. How many people search online before buying a product or a service? Almost everybody does. You probably use Google to search for things when you're making a purchase, because it does fit into your buying decision, whether it's a big or small purchase. The more expensive the product or service, the more research is likely conducted. So if you find engaging, informative blog content on a subject, you know what? It might sway your opinion and ultimately become a factor in making a purchase. And this is exactly what your customers do as well. An educational blog helps your potential customers research a solution on their own. But you know what? If they need to do it and they don't want to do a DIY, they may contact you when they're ready to make a purchase. For example, if you have a pest control company and you provide consistent content and information about local pests or, you know, DIY solution for battling those pests, people are going to remember you as someone that tried to help them. And if they can't do it themselves, then they may call you to service them as well. So think about this. Your blog is available 24/7, 365, and it becomes a tool for your customers and clients to check out when they are searching for a product and service. So make sure you always include a CTA in your blog post. That's right, a call to action. If you're giving them information, but you know they may need additional information or may need to order a part or a service, make sure you give them your website and your URLs so that they can visit you or subscribe to your blog. Number three, needs versus wants. Ha, yeah, but it can be fun. Many business blogs are need-based, which means they contain content that provides answers to questions and helps readers solve a problem. However, businesses can also include want-based blogs, which focus more on providing something that readers probably didn't even know they wanted, like food, clothing, and wellness. These types of blog posts are written for those who just want to read something at their leisure. This is content for entertainment or motivation during their spare time. And the key to writing these type of blog posts is to make them interesting and engaging enough so that people want to read them, not only for entertainment, but to share it with others. That's right. They want to share it with their family, their friends, which is going to increase what? Your customer base. And in doing so, over time, you are creating a connection with your readers through the tone and the content of the blog post that's going to foster brand loyalty and hopefully advocacy. Now think of these types of posts similar to ones you see in a magazine, like People magazine or Vogue magazine. They offer a lot of content, but it still centers around a central theme, a product, and or service. And these types of blogs are known more like lifestyle-based blogs, which means that they are meant to create and nurture a community and show them how your solutions could enhance the quality of their life. Let me just read you the opinion about another author who wrote about business blogs. He wrote, "If you're a restaurant owner and don't have a blog, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. While people may read legal and real estate blogs when they need advice, people read about food for fun. The hashtag food is over 200 million Instagram posts." That's right. It's on over 200 million Instagram posts. Food and drink is on the top of the Pinterest category. So you're getting my idea. You are thinking about, if you're a business owner, this is the perfect opportunity, especially if you're a restaurateur and you have a blog and you are posting items about food. You can include information about new meals, restaurant, roundup, even pictures from clients. You know, the blog helps you create visually stunning pictures. And you know, we talked about the images not too long ago. So that's another reason why you should add a blog to your marketing toolkit. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll give you more reasons why you should include a blog as part of your business toolkit.
Hey, this is Sydney Trelawney, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading others to take action because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit. And I can definitely assist you with that mission. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so together we can help to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And on episode number 33 of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I'm talking about blogging benefits for your business. And before the break, I gave you three. The first one was it increases traffic to your site. The second one, it attracts new clients. Number three, it turns from a need versus a want base. And now we're going to talk about even more reasons why you should include a blog as part of your marketing toolkit. Number four, show and tell. Yeah, we all liked show and tell in school. Remember those days? But for many businesses, especially service providers, those that have like personal training, home contractors, landscapers, web designers, a blog is a great way to showcase your previous work. Creating a blog and showing content or proof of past success is a great way to show potential customers and clients the types of results they can expect. Now, within each of these blog posts, you add images or embed videos that shows your work, which we talked about last week in episode number 32. You can easily create a portfolio of previous work, and it shows your customers what they can get and even testimonials from previous clients. This also helps those who would still rather do a DIY, but you're offering plenty of free and valuable advice, which is yet another example of the usefulness of blogs. For example, you know, the home improvement shows, you know, HGTV. Oh my goodness, my husband loves watching HGTV. That's his, what I call guilty pleasure. But I also know other people who love these home renovation shows as well. So if you're in the business of home contracting or home renovation, then you should use your blog to show off projects that you've completed so they can help others visualize what their homes could look like after a remodel. You can even include before and after pictures with detailed descriptions of products and services that you also provide. Another reason why that you should be using a blog as part of your business, number five, long-lasting results. Now, unlike Facebook posts or tweets, blog posts are much more beneficial and have longer-lasting results, months and even years after the initial date of publication. This is one of the most powerful benefit of a blog. It continues to attract new leads and customers well into the future. And just by happenstance, last weekend, I was checking my emails and came across some comments made on a post that I created in 2017 on my older blog, my dedivadeals.com blog. And it was like, wow, I said to my husband, here it is. I'm not even writing to that blog. I'm just writing now to dellblogger.com, but I'm still getting comments on posts that are written on dedivadeals.com. So here it is 3 years later. So that shows you the power of those long-lasting results from those posts. But it's vital. You know, you have to create new posts consistently. Older posts are going to stay there. They're going to be relevant for readers for a long time to come. And those old posts can, you know, again, rise you up in the search engines. but you have to make sure that you update older blogs and always use fresh and recent data with new blog posts. Number six, it builds a niche network. When most businesses think of blogging, they focus on the customers. However, they very rarely think about the networking possibilities that a blog can create. Within every niche, there's a handful of trustworthy and other valuable blogs. So think about it. There's hundreds and thousands and millions other digital marketing blogs within your industry or your community. And most companies keep track. They keep track of their competition and their competitors by reading their blogs. So find and follow others in the same niche to see what they're doing. Not copying, you're not going to copy, but just observe what they're writing about so that you can stay competitive. And you know what? It also helps to establish strong networking advantages with others within the niche if you share their blog posts as well. Remember, sharing is caring, stealing is not. So you have your competition who's writing blog posts, which you can also share on your social media platforms. And you know what? You can share and promote others' content, and hopefully they'll do the same. Because remember, we can't service every client or customer in the world. And the last reason why, number seven, is it builds trust. When a business establishes trust, its reputation spreads more quickly. Remember, there's nothing that you can do, make, or create that can't be done quicker, faster, or cheaper someone else. So it's important to build trust. Creating consistent content via a blog is the simplest way for your brand to build trust. When you provide valuable content that solves a pain point or adds values to your readers' lives, your brand will become top of mind when they are ready to buy. And you know what? Trust, it takes a while. It's not quickly established. But once a reader discovers that a blog has some great, endless value, they're naturally going to trust that business. So start blogging effectively for your businesses today by connecting with me. Send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com or head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings to get you started on your business blogging journey today. Because the power of a blog is endless. It's beneficial no matter where your customers are in their purchasing process. So if you, again, you want to learn more about starting a blog, send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com to schedule your complimentary 30-minute discovery call. And again, thank you so very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to check out this episode number 33 of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And make sure you visit and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, and the website, ablakeenterprises.com. You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DelBlogger. You can subscribe to Del Blogger, where you can purchase a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. You can see my face every day on YouTube, Antoinette Blake. So share and subscribe to this podcast. We can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and many others to come. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen, and until the next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.